Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Kick the Cool. You've done it, you found it in the giant sea of cool podcasts. You finally found the one that kicks the cool directly to the curb, and it's a great place to be. I, of course, am your little brother, Wopsle.
I'm America's big sister, Shishi.
And I'm Oklahoma's own, born and bred, raised in red, big little brother, Tone.
Or as he's known right now, Ringtone.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Of your cell phone in the intro.
I thought it was part of Wopsle's bit. I was like, I don't know what he's going to talk about. I bet he's going to throw a ringtone in there somewhere.
Before we started, he said, "This is the I'm less confident about this opening than I've ever been." And that ringtone started going in for a minute. I didn't know it was mine, and I thought, "Yeah, I see why you would be very." I'm nervous about this opening.
Just a ringtone. Oh, it was your ringtone. Oh, man.
Well, it was mine.
And this is where we give you the reviews that you didn't know you needed. You didn't even know that you needed these reviews. Well, listen, I thought maybe people, either new to the podcast or maybe don't listen all the way to the end. Shame on you. Maybe didn't know that we've started doing these 5-star reviews. And just to make sure, it's probably clear, but those are kind of like, I guess you would say those are our ads in our podcast, right? Is that how you guys would classify our 5-star reviews?
Yeah, we're not getting paid, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So right now we're just kind of swapping out, like with another podcast or other artists or other people that create things. We're just kind of, we'll mention you if you mention us. I guess we would for money though. Like what? Probably like $500 a pop.
$1,500
a pop. What's $5,000 a pop? We will.
Is that reasonable? Okay, I think that's reasonable.
Hey guys, what's reasonable for podcasts? Is $5 million reasonable?
$5 million.
So $5 million.
I was thinking that somebody bought us a coffee and we gave them a like 10-minute spot.
Oh, $5. Okay, right.
$5 yeah, for 10 minutes on our podcast. Well, here's what we didn't know. You see, I feel like I always used to hear people say, "Hey, start a podcast. It's free." Which here's the part: the talking part is free, right? Like having a conversation. We've been doing those all of our lives. That part's free.
Mm-hmm.
But the other parts aren't free.
No.
Like the hosting and the website.
The hosting.
All that kind of stuff.
You can do free hosting, but it's not good.
It's not good. Right. Right. And you don't have to have a microphone like mine. But guess what? You don't want to sound like a turd.
You kind of need to have a microphone like that. Yeah.
You need a good microphone.
Yeah. Your audio can only be hosted so obscurely. Like, yeah, if you go to this strange website, or like if you can listen to my podcast, how do I listen to it? Well, come over to my mom's house. I'm going to push play on my Talk Boy, and we're just going to sit around and listen together.
Talk Boy.
So, listen, so I wanted to start out with a 5-star review today to give people just kind of a feeling of what we're doing. And I'm doing a 5-star review of a review that someone left on our Facebook page, because we've had some people leave some reviews on iTunes and things, and I think that they've all been good and helpful and they've made me laugh. But this is the first time a reviewer is somebody that we don't personally know, which is huge.
Huge.
Like everything else has been like, we're like texting our mother saying, "Would you please make another account and review us?" But this is a friend of a friend that found our show organically. And I won't read you his review, but it's just a guy named Steven that said, "Hey, like, I love this podcast. I think it's fun. And I think my friend should listen to it." And so I thought that that was pretty cool. And so I just wanted to give Steven a shout out for like just putting a smile on our face and making us realize like this is something we're just kind of doing for fun. And the fact that other people are having fun with us too, just like makes it that much better to me.
It's so huge. It's so huge.
It really is.
People don't really think about that when they're listening and they think we know that they like us, but we don't. And so if you leave a comment, then, oh, somebody likes us. Awesome. We didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, right. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of that, people assume everyone knows that they're like, guess what? Everyone assumes that everyone doesn't like them. That's like our baseline right. in humanity right now, right?
Yeah. Well, and especially when you're in entertainment, you got to realize when we made our podcast, we had to choose a genre, and the only thing that fit was comedy. And then we had to choose a subgenre, and the subgenre, the only thing that fit was improv. And so all of a sudden, we're all like, oh, now I'm an improv comedian now. Yeah. How do you like that?
It's so absurd.
You know, it was so uncomfortable. Yeah. And so we don't feel very confident a lot of times because we're like, I'm not an improv comedian. I'm just a guy talking to my siblings, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
The great thing about Steven's review... Or his review on our Facebook page, in my opinion, was when he said, it's a great way to start your Monday.
Right.
To start your week. It's a great way to start your week.
Yes. Yeah.
That made me feel so good. It's like, you know, like, I got to say this. Sometimes it feels like the whole world is talking about the important things. They're talking about Black Lives Matter. They're talking about COVID-19. They're talking about all this stuff, and we don't touch it, any of it.
No.
And a lot of times, like I feel like we're doing it wrong. I'm like, what are we doing? I wonder if we should be doing this differently. And then we get things like that where the guy says, hey, this is just a good time. And sometimes you just need a good time. Yeah, an escape.
Yeah. Yeah, when he said... he said he likes it because you don't need any info going into it. And I was like, I'm kind of you, Tony. Sometimes I think that's a bad thing. Like, we haven't done any research. We don't know anything. Right. But therefore, listener, you don't have to know anything either. We're just going to hop in this thing and we're just going to go.
Hopefully it's
more freeing. Yeah. Well, and then, last thing I want to say about this review before we get to our, you know, of course, very helpful reviews is I just reviewed... A review of our podcast, which reviews things such as episode 1, Tone, where you reviewed reviews.
Right.
So I am looking forward to somebody going on something official, Yelp or Facebook or Apple Podcasts or the new Amazon podcast, whatever it is, and reviewing this specific 5-star review right now. Of Steven's review of our podcast, which reviews. And we'll just kind of see how many reviews we can.
Deep.
It's reviews all the way down.
Right.
That could be really fun.
Oh, man.
but seriously, yeah, all of you that reach out to us and that go and review our stuff, it really does help it be seen, which is cool. And it helps us to keep doing it, which is also very cool. So,
yeah.
It really does.
It really does.
So, thank you all. Thank you all very much. Well,
and
let's
thanks,
get
Steven.
In. Yeah, thank you, Steven. Well, let's get into our actual reviews. Then you are up first, Big Sister Shishi. So what do you got for us?
Well, you touched on the podcast, what it takes to make the podcast. So actually, we've had kind of a hard week on the podcast because all of our virtual platforms broke. So
right.
I thought I would review websites. Today.
Okay. Now, I love that idea, but I have to stop real quick and say,
okay.
You sound very different right now. Is something different?
Well, I am standing.
Whoa!
What?
I am standing. Yes.
For this is a new thing. No one's ever stood during this podcast before, right?
I think Michael stands every time.
Yeah, I've never sat yet, but...
Okay, I'm clueless.
So, Tone, if you didn't know I was standing, then you don't know how many times I'm kicking. Like, anytime you guys say something good, I just reach to the side and just kick.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's kung fu pose nonstop in here, kicking left and right and punching and kicking and spinning.
And you know,
oh, and I guarantee you've been doing some dancing, right? Some move, you throw a move in once in a while?
Sometimes it's like whenever you say something and I'll pop it.
Yeah.
Somebody else, then I lock it.
Yes.
And then you lock it.
Uh-huh. The bad thing about standing is that you are moving around. So I have to really, like when I'm sitting and I get excited, I hit the desk. When I'm up, like I was doing all of these little flowy dance things right at the beginning. Just, I don't know why. Like right before we started,
nice.
I was just swaying back and forth. And then I was like, why am I doing that? So if you hear some bumps or some kicks or some squeaks. I'm jumping up and down. So,
Sometimes standing, though, will get you this. Sometimes it'll get you like this.
Well, guys, I don't really know how I feel about pixie sticks, but I think they were really a lot better back in the 90s whenever we first started.
I know. But I do that anyway, I think.
Yes, you do.
I think I do that anyway. Because I'm leaning back, I'm rocking forward, and leaning back. So are we talking about podcasts?
Websites,
now?
Right?
Recording?
Okay, return to the podcast. Websites, am I right?
Websites, am
websites.
I right? How about them?
Oh, I know, right? So when they broke, and it's so hard they to broke. Fix them. And if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you got to get all of these puzzle pieces to fit together. And I need to go get a degree in IT so that I can do our podcast, basically. And it shouldn't be that way.
That's another thing. Like, people are like, oh, podcasts are easy. Oh, guess what? You have to run a website. You have to know how to run a freaking website. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's not as easy as you think it is.
Yeah, the conversation part, I don't say that it's easy, but it's the easiest part. You have to be a sound engineer and a web developer and, like, a marketer.
Yes.
All that stuff's hard.
Yeah.
And a radio personality?
Yes.
A black belt?
Yeah, when you're standing up, you do.
Yeah.
I've got to utilize that in some way. I've got to. I'm sorry to get off of websites for a minute, but my whole goal now is to find out how to make Wopsle kick the most. Like, that's you, Wopsle. You got to start making a noise when you kick. Like, okay. Yeah, give it a hi-ya or a
more like a yeah, what,
yeah.
Guys, I just don't know where else to go with that. I'm sorry. I thought you would pick it up.
Wait, can I point out something that we have never, ever done this to one another where we have so perfectly and diligently dodged a topic that someone brought?
You're right.
We haven't touched it. Sorry, Sheena. No. We got so much to talk about. And websites just happens to not be one of them.
Okay, so what do you rate websites? Let's just skip right to the end.
I rate websites 3 Wopsle kicks.
Wopsle, what do you rate standing up?
I rate standing up a hi and a yah. Could y'all hear me almost fall over? Was that coming through in the audio?
No.
I went into a crane kick and I almost fell over.
That would have been the best moment, of our podcast if you would have.
And I rate podcasting 4 bad microphones.
This is our best topic of all time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Might have been standing up that did it. When 2 out of 3
squats.
Are standing up, we're just being crazy.
Yes. Oh. I'm sorry that I am doing squats right now instead of thinking about the podcast. Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, ta-da! See, I think that was a super helpful review. I know that people feel so...
I'm glad you got something out of it. You're welcome, audience. You're so welcome.
People, someone's going to Google help with my website, and they're going to get that 10-minute segment of our podcast.
And, you know, I bet they're going to fix their website in an instant.
Instantly.
Right.
They just play that segment over your computer.
It's going to fix itself.
With the DNS servers open, and it will fix itself.
It'll fix it, yeah.
Perfect. Oh, man. All right, well, Tone, this is a lot to live up to, but what have you brought for us to review today?
Well, I mean, the great thing is I'm not going to be able to live up to that because Sherry's standing up. I'm not standing up. So there's no way I can bring that energy.
Good.
But I will. Right? But I will say this. Look out, kids. It's that time.
What time?
Time for the Rando Review Riot! A podcast segment with an overblown opening to make the segment seem cooler than it is.
Yeah.
In this segment, we take two topics and pit them against each other. There can be only one winner.
Only one.
Yeah. Oh boy, guys, it is on. We have a little rando review riot.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay. So what we're doing is I'm going to go to conversationstarters.com and I'm going to click on the generate another random topic button, and it's going to give me a topic. I'm going to take the two topics it generates, and we are going to say which one is the better topic. Which one do we rate higher as a topic? So, topic number one.
All right.
What was your least favorite job that you've had?
Okay.
Versus... Are you a giver or a taker?
I think those two could be tied in together. If you're a giver or a taker, maybe you didn't like that job because it didn't fit your giver or takerness.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how we do it.
Making connections, standing up, making connections.
Maybe if you're a giver and like the job that you hated was because you were like giving too much,
so
and it was allowing you to do that.
Times.
I think
yes.
We found ourselves in that position. Yes.
Yes. So since I'm a giver, I think that's a good thing. So I'm going to take giver.
Or taker. Yeah. I think that's also the by far the more impressive topic. Are you a giver or taker? I vote for that one.
Well, I was going to vote for the other because I think it would get better stories. You know, your worst job, you can be like, tell me about the stories from that.
Yeah.
But it's already 2 out of 3 anyway, so it doesn't matter what I feel.
Actually, here is why now we know it does matter what you feel. You just switched me over.
Oh.
Worst job you've ever had wins it. Sorry, she.
Hey, sorry. You didn't give me a chance to change my answer, but I wasn't going to. So
okay,
it's fine. So Sherry loses.
Yay, Sherry loses.
It's usually Wopsle.
I know.
It's usually Wopsle that loses. So
and now he's over there going, "There are no losers. It's fine. You're still a valid
right." He says
person.
That because. Because he says that because he always loses.
I say that because I keep dying for someone to say that to me, and no one ever says it.
All right.
No, let's go. Losers, next topic.
Next topic. What would you be doing? What would you be doing if you were not here right now? I love that one. What would you be doing if you were not here right now? Versus... If you were given 3 wishes, what would you wish for? Oh no.
But there's no way. There's no way the first one was going to get beat. But that's a strong competitor.
I don't know, because let me tell you what I'm thinking. 3 wishes, think of the monkey's paw, okay? Like it can go badly. I am a very conservative person, so I would probably never make a wish. I would be holding those wishes until I was like in danger, a bear was about to attack me, or, you know, a plane was about to go down. So I think
kind of like how like in an RPG game, whenever you always finish with like your potions maxed out,
exactly.
You keep saving them, knowing you're going to need them for something. And then the credits roll and you're like, that was the one. That was the moment.
Yeah. But then don't you feel a sense of satisfaction for having gotten through without using your potions. So that's what I'm like, at the end of my life, I'm going to go, I had this genie that, you know, this lamp this whole time, I never rubbed it, and I still survived until this plane crashed that I'm standing in right now because I left because my lamp is in my luggage.
Because I checked my lamp.
Right.
But so I go with the first one. What was the first one again? It doesn't really matter because I choose it.
What would you be doing if you were not here?
Right.
Now?
Yeah.
I would rather be nowhere else right now. Honestly, this is where I'd rather be. So yeah, if I were anywhere else, I would be less happy than I am right now. So 3 wishes for me, baby.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, I don't mean to team up with Tone and be a meanie, but I gotta give my vote to the lamp and the genie.
You stole my rhyme.
Well, I was third and I was breaking the tie.
Yes.
But when it comes to topics, a genie will always win. I love talking about what you would do and wishing for more wishes and I love it.
Talk about
I love
it
the
all
Heart
day.
Of Hearing
I'm
Genie.
I'm just not going to vote for it. Heart of Hearing Genie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, next topic, guys. Oh, boy. Okay, I hope you guys are ready. Would you rather have a grapefruit-sized head or a head the size of a... Hold on. Hold on, you haven't even heard it yet.
You came out of the gate so hard, but there's no way you can make it through that.
Oh. No. I was trying to rush through it because I knew... Whoa. Would you rather have a grapefruit-sized head or a head the size of a watermelon?
And that's only one topic.
That's the first topic.
How about no thank you to both? Okay.
Now, I'm going to say on that question, you have to pick one. Okay, so.
Right, yeah.
Okay, then, so would you rather have a grapefruit-sized head or a head the size of a watermelon versus what is the longest amount of time that you've slept for?
Oh,
I love sleeping for a long time. That can be a sport.
No, let's see. Okay, we need to really think about this because what would be the benefit of having a differently sized head?
Well, would it change the size of your eyes? Ooh, would my senses be heightened because my head is the size of a watermelon, so I can see better and smell better?
And is your brain bigger so you can be smarter?
Oh, my brain would be bigger too, maybe.
This will tell you the sign of the times that we're living in, though. The first thing I thought of is those people are never going to find a mask that fits. Either side of that.
That's
they're
right.
out of luck.
Or a girlfriend.
So my literal brain is just picturing a person with a watermelon for a head.
I was going to say, I can't picture a watermelon-sized head. Yeah. It's replacing your head.
Are we talking about
fruit.
Red diamonds? Are we talking about pie melons? Are we
Somehow on the new Sims game, every character I create ends up having a head the size of a watermelon in compared to their skinny little body. I don't know why, but.
Oh, you put in the lollipop code.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So, okay, so would you rather have a grapefruit-sized head? I think that we've all gotten rid of the possibility of the grapefruit-sized head. We don't want that.
No way.
So, basically, it comes down to, would you rather have a head the size of a watermelon, or what is the longest amount of time you've slept for?
I think still I'm going to go with watermelon. I mean, it would be the worst. I'd rather sleep for a long time. But I think it's a better topic.
Right.
I mean, hats. That alone is like a whole talking point, right?
Yes. Yeah. Glasses, masks. Yeah.
Yeah. Goggles. Yeah. So I'm going watermelon.
I think I'm
going
to go with the watermelon head as well.
That's a trifecta, baby.
Okay.
I'm going with the watermelon head, too.
Awesome.
There can be only one winner.
Watermelon was the one.
Watermelon was the winner.
I have to interject here and say that standing up is like I have a skirt on and I cannot let it just hang. I am like hiking it all the way up and gathering it up in my hands and I'm squishing it around and I'm letting it fall down again. I can't. Anyway.
You're just so
okay.
Fidgety.
What do you do with your skirt, Michael? When you're standing?
Hey, no lie. Every time I go downstairs after we record, I've pulled my shorts up. And I don't know how to do this without being too graphic, but like my shorts are shorter than my underwear would be. But, you know what I'm saying?
You're like Steve Urkel.
I hike them up so high. And every time then I get done recording, I go downstairs and Amy looks at me as I'm coming down the stairs and she's like, what happened to you? Because I mean, it's like I roll them up so high. I'm basically just a belt. With like a little like denim pouch in the front. It's really vulgar.
You've made them into thongs.
That really thong is underwear. What, yes, a denim thong is what I walk downstairs with after we podcast every time.
Oh, sorry.
You guys have convinced me. You've convinced me I'm never going to stand then. I like my shorts and my skirts.
But what I really want to do is take all my clothes off, and you do like go running around naked. So
who said haven't done that?
I think you've told me.
Oh,
that.
I thought you were talking about me.
I was talking about you.
Who said I don't like that? I run around naked.
I don't know. I think we talked about it before.
Wopsle's the one that runs around naked.
Is he?
Hey,
well, he did when he was four. Five.
I did when I was little.
I assume he's still the same person. He poops on rocks. Remember that, Wopsle?
When
we were all the adults and the kids were all standing there talking, and we heard and we look over, and you're on this giant boulder just taking a poop in the sun, right in the sunlight.
He was probably like two years old.
I think he was two or three.
You know, to me, the weirdest story about that is that that rock was pretty prominent, like where we would all hang out. And so growing up, like, that was our rock. We hung out on that thing all the time.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So just be sitting there playing cars on it, kicking it, doing it. And sometimes I'd just be like, man, I know it was like 6 years ago, but I pooped on this rock. That's just something you just don't shake too easy,
That's great. That is great. I like that.
That was a good rock, though.
Where were we? Oh yeah, Rando Review Ryan.
Cut out all of that.
Okay, next topic. Here we go, and this is going to be our last one. Now remember, there can be only one winner, and we've already had about four winners. So, but this one is winner take all. So this is for all the
double or nothing,
triple or nothing,
all in,
all the marbles, pushing your chips in, home run,
ride Sally ride,
touchdown. Touch run. Home base. All right. Here we go. Now, this is a little weird, this question.
Oh, that'll be different.
Oh, not like the other ones. We all three had the same reaction to that.
Would you rather have an apple on your nose or would you? Okay. I want you to listen to the phrasing of this question. What is your breakfast food?
Okay.
Not what...
Like one that you invented?
Right, I guess. It's saying, what breakfast food do you create? I don't know. Invented? I don't know. So make with that what you will. Okay. Next question. What do you wear to sleep? What is your breakfast food?
You know what?
Or
I probably,
what do you wear to sleep?
I probably do eat a unique thing for breakfast. So
what do you eat?
Well, I eat two eggs that are scrambled with nothing in them except salt, and then I have a little pan, then it's just perfect for the two eggs, and so I just make like an egg patty, and I love it. So how can I choose that over what was the other thing?
What do you wear to sleep?
What do you wear to sleep? Okay, I choose eggs.
Where to sleep gets, how about this, what you wear is so interesting, because when you're younger, it's all that matters, right? It's glow in the dark. It's got a hood. It's got footies. It's a zip up. And then all of a sudden you get like a little, right? Yeah, it's got characters on it. And then you get a little bit older and you start, you're just like, I'm just going to go to sleep in whatever I'm wearing, or just like in my undies or whatever. But then apparently when you get old, you wear like a pointy hat that flips over to the side, and like a button up suit, like that sleep suit. And so it's like your sleepwear goes from interesting to nothing, non-existent pretty much, to interesting when you're older.
Yeah, how that's strange. True. And I think I do think that these quote unquote sleep suit, as Wopsle called, I think that's called pajamas.
Or a dressing gown, possibly. If you're pairing it with a pointy hat, it's probably a dressing gown.
If I walk into Sears and say, hey, I'm looking for a sleep suit, a suit in which to sleep, I wonder if they would take me to the pajamas section or to the menswear, like dressing
section. The menswear,
section.
Yeah. You're going to love the way you sleep. I guarantee it.
I hope they do that and make you buy matching socks and a tie.
Now that's on my bucket list. At some point in my life, I need to sleep in a suit.
Well, isn't that what you do when you die? You'll get there. Yes. You'll get there eventually.
Oh, nice.
See, that's why, you get your sleepwear gets more and more sophisticated until the last sleepwear you ever have
is your three-piece suit.
Is your three-piece suit a tie?
A tux if
so
you're
true
fancy.
Because like when you're a kid, when you're a baby, you got like a onesie. Maybe you might be just being a diaper, right? Uh-huh. So, and then you get progressively more serious because you're like, I need to be presentable when I move on to the next world.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think I have a breakfast. I kind of skip breakfast most times even. So I think I'm going to have to go with what do you wear when you sleep is my topic.
I don't mean to be a creep, but what do you wear when you sleep? It's got to be what do you wear to sleep.
Yeah, it does. For the long sleep, as we call it.
The long sleep.
The dirt nap.
There has now been only one winner. What do you wear when you're dead? What do you wear when you're dead?
Oh, so many times our comedy topics end up just being like kind of grim. You got to be careful around
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I do have to point out that I will probably not be wearing a suit unless I specifically put it in my last wishes document.
Oh, can you, Shishi? So. I'll give you money right now if you'll put in your last will and testament that whenever in your casket you need to wear a Hillary Clinton powder blue pantsuit.
Just a power suit. Just okay, strolling up to the gates money. Like you're about to. Just roll up to the gates like you're about to take over.
They're like,
Heaven's CEO has arrived.
That's right. I worked my way up and I shattered the glass ceiling in my pantsuit.
How do you think I got up here amongst the clouds?
Isn't every suit a pantsuit?
Wait a minute.
Well, no, for women we do have suits with skirts. So
right.
That's why when a man just wears a suit, but a woman has to say which kind of suit.
But every man's suit is also a pantsuit.
Yes. I'm gonna start saying that for
interesting.
Men.
He's wearing his pantsuit.
That just backs me up.
Oh man. Hey, speaking of pantsuits, you know what I realized this week I thought was interesting is like if we think of like a man's man, he's gonna have a sharp looking suit on, you know, right now it's gonna be like skinny legs going down. But I was like historically, like warriors and tough guys, those fools were all in dresses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Think about like Tights. William Wallace was in dresses. Mm-hmm. Think about like samurais. Those guys
I believe
were wearing
Genghis
dresses.
Khan.
Genghis Khan loved a dress.
Yeah.
Don't tell him I said that, but like he was all about it.
Yeah.
Like historic tough boys all wore dresses.
Yeah. And then you've got people like, you know, Sigmund Freud. I mean, come on. He can't fight William Wallace and he's in a suit. Of course he's in a suit. He's a weakling. All these smart guys who are like, ooh, I'm smart. I wear a suit. I wear a pantsuit.
A pantsuit, to be specific.
I am wearing a non-pantsuit.
You're getting arrested.
You're just wearing the top half.
Donald Duckin' it, as they say.
From Donald Duckin' it. From now on, when somebody says they're wearing a suit, I'm going to assume they're Donald Duckin' it. Right. And I'm going to clarify, a pantsuit?
Zoom meetings have ruined us all because we've all been Donald Duckin' it for these meetings for so long. There's not many guarantees in life, but I'll guarantee you, if you're watching a movie and two guys are about to fight each other, and one guy's in pants and one guy's in a dress, the guy in a dress is going to win 10 out of 10 mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. It's guaranteed.
It might be a boy named Sue kind of thing, where he has had to fight because people were making fun of him for wearing a dress. Mm-hmm. So he grew up fighting and being, you know, had to turn into a real tough guy.
Well, here's something that just made me think of. When you're about to square off to fight, what do? You take your jacket off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be also good to take your pants off?
Yes.
How come they never take their pants off?
Mm-hmm. Because they're afraid of exposing the certain area. Also because the other guy will start laughing and say, you're Donald Duckin' it.
And then you win.
And you win.
Surprise is on your side.
Because nobody wants to fight a guy in a thong or worse, less
in
than
no
a
pants.
Thong.
Yeah.
In a thong and a...
And don't, I mean, don't take off your jacket.
He can have his underwear on. I'm just saying, you get a lot more freedom of movement.
So you're saying don't take off pants instead of the jacket. Like, just choose one or the other.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you only have time to take off one thing before you're going to get in the fisticuffs. Yeah. Uh-huh. So take off the pants and the shoes. Kick the shoes off, take off the pants, and put your dukes up.
I'm ready to see that.
Throw your tie over your shoulder.
Can you make a GIF?
Right. There is a combination of words you can Google to see exactly what you just said, I'll bet, Tone, but I don't want to explore the wrong combinations to get to the right one.
Right. That's a great point.
But yeah,
now, I do wonder how many fights would actually come to blows if, as fast as you could, so you're in the bar, the guy's like, hey, that's my lady you were just hitting on. And you're like, I'm really sorry. And he's like, no, you're going to be sorry. We're going outside. So you're like, okay. So on the way out, you drop your shoes, you drop your pants, you get outside, you take off your tie, your jacket, and your shirt. Now you're down to your boxers, and you put your dukes up. Is there going to be a fight happen?
Wait a minute. Is that why they're called boxers? Because that's how it used to happen?
That's exactly why they're called boxers.
They're called boxers.
Because you take off all your clothes but them, and then you fight.
And then you fight.
I think we need to research this.
Yeah, I think so too.
That needs to be a future review. Wow, we went down a rabbit hole.
This one, we're just going to call this episode Rabbit Holes because we haven't stuck to anything.
That's a good idea. Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, I am last on the review train today. So we're gonna wrap up this time. I already didn't know where this one was going to go, but I want us to review embarrassing things. And it's going to get a little bit awkward. So what I want you to do is just like take your skin and look at it and just get real uncomfortable in it. Okay. Just let this be a time we're just going to be like,
I live there.
Check. Right. Okay. That space. I showed up that way.
Yes.
So, see, what's your first thought of embarrassing things?
Oh, you just broke my brain because I'm just like short circuiting now. Embarrassing things.
Thinking of all of your embarrassing things.
Yes. All of you know what? All of the embarrassing things and all of the things I think were embarrassing but weren't actually embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That is my bigger problem. And when other people do stuff that is embarrassing, I feel it for them, especially when they don't feel it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So that's I have a very, very intimate relationship with embarrassment. So.
Yeah, me too.
My boyfriend.
Well, good. I'm glad we've got an expert on the call. The first time that we have somebody that knows something about what we're talking about.
You know it.
Will be great. Tone, what do you think about embarrassing things?
Well, my brain is trying to come up with some good stories, and every single one is not rated for this podcast. So like every embarrassing story I have is like, well, I can't tell that one. So
surely you've fallen down in front of someone at some point. That's a good, clean embarrassment.
How about this? I was very embarrassed the other day. And no one was around. No one was in my house. And no one knew that this happened but me.
And but now you're telling it on our podcast.
That's right.
Which you have no obligation to do. But see, that's what I'm talking about. Just get uncomfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
And let's open up this box. Okay, I love it.
I'm moving around. I'm getting my skin all uncomfortable. Ooh. Okay. I am uncomfortable.
There's a ghoul there.
Me too.
There's a ghoul. I'm on the snake farm. Okay. So I've just installed a new series of shelves on the wall in my kitchen. So all I have that I could put on the shelf that would look kind of cool is I have a matching set of dishes. So my plates and my bowls are matching and they're I like the color of them. So I was like, hey, I'll just put my plates and bowls on these shelves.
Lovely.
So I go to bend down to pick something up off the floor. And the plates stick out of the shelf because the shelf is a little too small. So the plates stick out about a third of the plate is sticking off the shelf. And my
head. That's a lot of plate, Tone.
a lot of plate, and my head just bams right into the stack of plates, and I like rebound off of it, and I'm like, I was so embarrassed. And there was no one around and no one saw it, but I felt so embarrassed.
That's interesting. I hadn't even thought of that. But yeah, you think embarrassing is because people noticed you do something embarrassing, but apparently other people don't have to be a part of the equation. You can just do something embarrassing on its own merits.
Yeah. Yep. And it was kind of like that moment in Lord of the Rings where Gandalf turns around when he's in the small little, you know, hobbit house, and he pounds his head into the wooden beam. I was like, "Who?"
Yeah, it is. I feel like embarrassing is always under two. I don't. Yeah, really, every embarrassing thing falls under one of these two umbrellas. Either A, private parts in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Being exposed or being seen, or your trunks are too tight, or, you know, whatever.
Or being heard.
Or right. Or B, hurting yourself, right? Banging your head on something or tripping and falling or whatever. Like, that's kind of most embarrassing things. Private parts and pain. And when you put the two together, then it's like the most embarrassing possible scenario.
Well, I have a number three or a C. I can't remember which format you used. But both. The third one is saying the wrong thing.
Oh, wait, that's actually saying the worst one. That is the worst one.
That's the worst one.
Because pain you can laugh off no matter how bad it is. But when you say something, you live with it forever.
Forever.
Oh. Yeah, I lay in bed at night thinking about the things that I said incorrectly. I never lay in bed thinking about that one time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Boy, howdy do I. Huh. Let me think about the last thing. I mean, it's definitely probably not daily, but it's weekly that I say something that I lay in bed and I'm just like, they are thinking about that right now, just like I am. Guess what, everyone? quick PSA. No one else is thinking about it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be most helpful thing we've ever said on here.
Yeah. But like, I've definitely multiple times done a thing where, you know, a waiter tells me to enjoy my meal and I say, thanks, you too. I'm a regular on that guy.
Yeah.
But that's an understandable, silly little thing. I mean, you know, I don't have problem with people say stuff back to me that I like, you know, like if I say something to them and I'm like, I turn it around and say, if they said that, would I be okay with it? It's the things that I can't figure out if they would be okay with it that bother me the most, you know, because then I'm just thinking, like you said, laying in bed, wondering what they're thinking about it.
I've got a little example that maybe isn't relevant to anybody, but this is kind of maybe what you're saying. She is. So I'm a preacher. So sometimes I preach. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I preached a sermon and it was about basically like being good to people in the world, right? Kind of like probably every sermon. And so at the very, very end of that sermon, I was talking about the fact that basically the moon reflects light from the sun. So even though the moon doesn't produce a single bit of light on its own, when you go out in the night sky and look at the full moon, it is like bright and crazy, right? You would like, look at that light, right? But it's actually not a light source. It's just reflecting the sun. So of course, my point was that's what we are, right? We don't produce any good on our own, but if, you know, we let God's light shine through us, blah, blah, blah. Well, it just so happened that was the Sunday after we had an epic eclipse here. And so I said in my sermon, the only thing that can ever get in the way of the sun making a full moon is whenever the earth gets in the way of the moon. Right? Because it was a reference to the eclipse that we just had. Mm. But then I got to thinking, if people didn't know that the eclipse happened, or worse, if people are listening to this like in a year or a week or a month when there's not an eclipse, they're going to think that I don't know how science works and how like moon phases work.
Right.
And I was so like cringy about people listening and assuming about me that I don't know how the moon works. And I still am kind of crawling knowing that is out there in the universe and people just get to listen to that and assume something about me. And I have no way of fixing it, no way of taking it back.
Right.
It just is something I said and it's out there.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's
I've done
that's
that
hard.
So many times on this podcast. So that's why I'm constantly asking for validation. Okay. Did I sound stupid? Yes, and it's fine. Is the answer. Yes, you did sound stupid, and it's fine.
All right, well, let me ask you this question then. Maybe we can think of this. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever witnessed somebody else do or say? Whenever you think about embarrassment, does something pop up that you're just like, that was awesome? Whenever I saw someone do that. When I saw someone say that.
Now, I did
well,
have...
Well, I've seen someone's... Go
you've
ahead.
Seen some...
You go first.
Sure, you said, I've seen someone's...
Stop. Just leave it there. No.
That is pretty embarrassing.
The end.
It honestly doesn't matter what you insert here because it's going to be embarrassing.
The end of that sentence was going to be pants fall down. Okay. So, which I think is really, really embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How about this? Last week, I went to the doctor, or it was 2 weeks ago. I went to the doctor, and I had to give a urine sample. Well, something went wrong. I missed the cup, and I urinated all over my shorts.
Oh, been there, bro.
I was wearing khaki shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to, whenever I missed, I was sitting down, and whenever I missed the cup, it went, and I saw that it was going too good on my shorts, I jerked my legs to try to move my shorts out of the way, and in the jerk, I ripped my shorts down the crotch.
Oh, man.
So I now am in the doctor's bathroom. I have ripped shorts with urine all over them. And I now have to go back out with my cup of urine, which is very small. I didn't get very much in there.
Only a quarter full.
Did you just go tell him to wring your shorts out? Here's the rest
here.
Of it.
There's plenty in here. And I just, all I'm wearing is my boxers. And I'm like, put them up. Because if you're only wearing your boxers, you have to get in a fight. So.
Right. Oh, man. A couple of good things, Tone. First of all, this is the part of the podcast that no one makes it to. So no one knows that story except for me and your sister. So take solace in that.
Yep.
But well, yeah, you just had a whole nother angle of a compounding embarrassing thing. When one embarrassing thing leads you to another embarrassing thing.
Right.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, one embarrassing thing caused me to do another embarrassing thing. Uh-huh. And then also when here's what's great, when the embarrassment is delayed. So it's the embarrassment is not happening yet, but you know for a fact the moment you walk out that door, it's going to hit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I think the funniest thing, I mean, most embarrassing thing I've ever seen anybody do is poor lady. She was walking down the street, and I was like waiting at the light for the light to change. And I just happened to be, you know, what are you doing? So I looked over and watched this lady walk. And, her foot got caught on a sidewalk, and so she's about to trip and fall over, which would have been kind of embarrassing, but instead of just falling over, she kind of got her foot out and almost caught herself, right? But there's a key word there is almost. Wasn't quite enough. So then she got her other foot up there and almost caught herself with that one. So have you ever tripped and then like, but you catch yourself? And sometimes you go like 3 or 4 steps before you catch yourself? Well, she was like 6% away from catching herself. For about 18 steps. And so her arms are just swinging in the air. And like part of me was like, lady, just give up and crash and burn because she's picking up speed as she's going.
Right,
but she is like, I get it. She is so close to catching herself. She's like, it's savable. And she went like half a block of just this like going faster and faster and her arms. And then, of course, she just bit it so hard at the end and her bags that she was holding went flying everywhere. And it was just like,
oh my god!
I mean, I couldn't help but laugh so hard. I assumed she was okay. I didn't go check on her. Maybe I should have. But I just think about, like, listen, most people, no one else is thinking about that embarrassing thing you did. But if that lady's listening, I'm still thinking about that embarrassing thing you did. And it was so choice. It was so incredible.
Yes, when people say that, I'm like, liars. Right. I remember a lot of embarrassing things that you all did. Yeah. Right. I wish I could remember some of them now. But
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. And then sometimes you hear stories that are through, you know, multiple different accounts. You know, one person tells another, and then it comes to you. And you still gain this, like, you still get this feeling of, oh, how embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. It's still that powerful, just that you know that someone did this and you don't even see it. We were at band camp, okay? Which already is embarrassing enough, but we were...
Period. We were end of embarrassing story.
End of story. At band camp, the auditorium had glass doors, but it also had glass windows, the same exact size as the doors across its front. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you can guess what happened is a group mm-hmm. of people were walking and the doors were propped open and people were just walking along talking, you know, these middle schoolers are walking along and talking and one girl tries to go through the window and just slams right face into it and falls down. And that was the story. And so it was really funny. It was really embarrassing. And I got embarrassed for her, even though I didn't even know her. And I didn't see it.
Well, let me all now piggyback on this. So strange tone is that that happened to me, except I was the girl. And nice. I was walking. It was a band thing. It was that same, you know, at a band trip, and I was walking, talking to a girl. Listen, a band trip, a band camp, that's where you're getting the hookup, finally, right? Because they got nowhere to run. And so I'm walking, talking to this girl, thinking I'm finally, like, you know, about to like, tip the scales in my favor. And I hit that window, just like you're saying, and it knocked me smooth out. I fell on my back, and I'm knocked out. No.
And I
just in the middle, like, so embarrassing. And I came to, and one of my first thoughts was about to get that sympathy, like, you know, oh, are you okay? Oh, are you okay? Are you okay? My friend Clay Risley was right there, and he picked me up and dusted me off, and that girl was nowhere to be seen, and she did not speak again to me the remainder of the trip. Instead, it went the other way. She said, I am not about to start hooking up with that dork that just ran into the glass. She ran so far. I'm going to say, yeah, but me and Clay had a good trip anyway. So appreciate you, Clay. You have my back. Band is great and definitely a great source of embarrassment, too. One time I marched a whole halftime show with my fly unzipped. And if you remember, the fly on those pants in high school was about 18 inches long. It was so long. And if it was unzipped, it was, man, was it unzipped.
Oh, and you know, they used to, well, at least when I was in high school band, they filmed every halftime show.
Yeah.
So you probably are on film somewhere right now with your fly unzipped.
Well, I'm definitely on film somewhere with my fly unzipped. It just depends on if it was my band suit or not.
It may have been pre-fight outside the bar. It
may have been that time I got a little randy in the middle of that. At Applebee's. And, Oh, man. Okay, well, Shee, what do you rate embarrassing things?
I feel like I'm going to steal your thunder here, but, or your rating. I rate embarrassing things 3 feet in the mouth.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, Tone, what do you rate embarrassing things?
I rate embarrassing things one solid knocked out wopsle. Just one. One out of one.
Okay, well, I will have to rate embarrassing things this. Take luck! Which, of course, is Brian Regan's, you know, embarrassing phrase about what he said to the people. No. Brian Regan fans know, take luck!
All right.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Yay.
Good, great. Reviews so
very helpful.
So helpful. Listen, thank you all for listening to our podcast. Again, we would love to hear from you, so you can send us emails at reviews@kick.cool. And don't forget to review our 5-star review from the earlier of the episode somewhere online, because we think that would be
right.
Fun.
We also want to thank the band Bugs for letting us use the song Reviews as our theme song. And, you know, Bugs is a great band. We probably don't give them enough credit, but they've got great music. And what's really great is they fit right in with us, because they're just putting you in a good mood almost every time you listen. And that's their mm-hmm. goal. Their goal mm-hmm. is to put a smile on your face and a pep in your step. So go listen to Bugs.
I love the song Reviews that we have as our theme song that we use from them. Can I say, like, that's not even in their top 10 best songs.
That's right.
Like, their song, yeah. I love their music so much. And sometimes I'm listening and I'm like, well, yeah. Reviews fits our theme, but man, like, they have so many great songs. So,
yeah, they really do.
You should go listen to them.
And I just want to invite everyone to come follow us on social media. We're trying to keep up, man.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up.
Trying to keep up that with the times.
Keep up with the Joneses. Well, listen, we've had a good time, and we hope to see you next week for more reviews that you didn't know you needed. But until then, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
We love you, Steven. That's good that you picked that one, because Steve Perry was in
it. What was that? That?
This is a Kesha song. Listen to how it starts.
Kate Cole! Okay.
It's called Steven.